Welcome to Gorge Audio Trails. This is one of many recordings along the path with different voices sharing on a variety of topics. Just look for the QR codes as you go. For more trails, languages, and transcripts, visit accessiblegorge.com.
Welcome to Steigerwald Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Steigerwald is a gem for visitors. It offers stunning views of the Columbia River Gorge, walking and biking trails, and a quick escape into nature just a short distance from the Portland-Vancouver metropolitan area. Over 100,000 people visit Steigerwald each year. I'm Catherine Corbett, the chief scientist for the Lower Columbia Estuary Partnership. This place is home to resident herons, eagles, and ospreys, and boasts a variety of short-term avian guests traveling along the Pacific Flyway, a migratory bird route extending from Alaska to Patagonia. At the heart of Steigerwald Refuge is Gibbons Creek. Historically, Gibbons Creek flowed from the hills of Washougal and into the Columbia River. Gibbons Creek supplies water that creates wetlands, seasonal lakes, and multiple creek channels throughout the refuge. But the creek's natural flow was severed in 1966 when a levee was built along the banks of the Columbia River for flood protection. The levee provided flood protection when water levels in the Columbia River were high, but it also trapped water from Gibbons Creek inside the levee, causing waters to rise like a bathtub without a drain plug. In 2013, my team at the Lower Columbia Estuary Partnership joined the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Port of Camas Washougal, and dozens of other key partners funded largely by the Bonneville Power Administration to fix the problems. Over the next decade, we made plans, raised money, got permits, and worked closely with engineers and our partners. Our core vision was to reconnect Gibbons Creek to the Columbia River. In 2021, our team saw its vision realized when, for the first time in over 50 years, not only did Gibbons Creek flow freely into the Columbia River, but the Columbia was also able to again flood the site during the spring freshet, a period of time when heavy rain and mountain snowmelt caused river levels to rise. Today, Gibbons Creek spills across the refuge floodplains, spreading through wetlands before uniting with the Columbia River. Reconnecting Gibbons Creek to the Columbia River has many benefits, but the one I want to highlight today is the benefit to juvenile salmon. The restored habitat at Steigerwald is prized by juvenile salmon, who step over in the newly reconnected floodplain to feed on the nourishing prey offered by the site's wetlands while hiding from predators. The Gibbons Creek floodplain offers a much-needed respite from the churning waters of the Columbia River. These gentler conditions allow juvenile salmon to focus on getting bigger and stronger before making their way down to the estuary and entering the ocean phase of their life cycle. Levees, transportation, and other waterfront development have severed many of these connections between floodplains and the Columbia River. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your visit.